We are going to do Will Do Wednesday.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's happening.
We're going to try.
Do we ever get an intro for it?
No.
It sucks,
Vanessa,
right?
Rao's got her Rao Report one. Well, I don't have mine.
She's hot, though.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. You're not a bad-looking guy.
Thanks.
You're very doable.
I appreciate that.
I like your hair tonight. It's like, yeah. It's very wild.
It doesn't look stupid, you know? Like,
no.
I like it.
Normally, it's really gay, but tonight, you're just like, wow, man, Will.
Yeah, I just haven't showered.
And, perfect.
Yeah.
It's a good look, man.
Thanks, you well.
If you miss a couple more days showering, Largo will actually interview you.
Looking forward to that.
Hey, kind of worried about you, Will.
We need an intervention. He gives me an intervention.
Smelling pretty bad,
buddy. You take care of yourself, brother.
I just I saw him out when I went to go make pee-pee happen. I saw him out in the break area, and I go, Big Bob, what's up? And he's just like, hey. But then he, like, stopped and, like, stared at me like, this is happening.
He wanted to talk to you.
We're about to have a conversation. Yeah. But I have to get back here and do radio. So I was just like, yep. And I just walked away.
Well, awkward. Maybe give him a little chatterooski when
I'm going
you leave
to.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to maybe a hug for my birthday.
Maybe.
No.
What?
That's your gift? To yourself?
No.
Going to hug him?
Yeah.
He needs
a hug.
I don't
think you want to do that. No, he needs a hug, but you don't have to. He doesn't have to get it from you.
All right.
Yeah.
Will, set this
Does
up for us.
Does he just face the corner the whole time? Like,
well, he's got to pay attention to the phones and
yeah.
all that. Ryan is a really hardworking guy. He's not only the executive producer, but he took on the task.
He's that hot and he's the executive producer.
Whoa, I agree. He took on the task as phone screener, too, because Anna was real bad at it. Like, let's just be completely honest.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, she can't be that pretty and be smart. That's just baffling.
All right, Tiffany, I got a question.
Okay.
You got to bang one of the guys in this room.
Oh, boy.
Why is this happening?
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be the executive producer.
Oh!
Really? You don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah.
The guy swaying
Are you kidding
in the
me?
Corner.
More than Will?
The guy swaying
More than
in
me?
The
I thought you said Will was a good-looking dude.
That's yeah. What, she said Johnny was a good-looking dude. She called me hot, though.
Listen. The guy swaying in the corner.
Wait, what was she going to say?
The guy swinging in the corner.
If you had to guess who had the biggest wiener in the room, who do you think it would be?
I would say him.
Yeah. Will? The big Will wiener?
I stay away from the huge ones.
Johnny, is she right?
I do. I will dodge a huge one.
Is she right?
I don't know. I don't know what these guys are packing.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I've never seen their ding-dongs.
You guys all have matching uniforms on.
Yeah, but not matching ding-dongs.
Will and I didn't plan this, by the way.
Guys, let's all pull our wieners out.
Okay.
Including you, Anna.
Okay. Are we going to play the game?
The wiener game?
It's my drum solo. I promised your people a drum solo here. So
my
here
people?
Go.
Sounds
here
very racist. Oh, no. She's hitting cups. Oh, this is bad. This is, oof. Eek. All right. I'm going to dump all this. This is going to get dumped.
All right. That was two, what is it, and a haircut?
It's very Anna Kendrick's. All right. Let's do Will Do Wednesday.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so the game this week is I have incestuous.
You're thinking about affairs. Your giant Peter.
Yes, I was now.
Yeah.
Affairs from presidents past, okay? Some of these are real scenarios that actually happened. Some are made up that I myself made up. I had a great time writing these. You all are going to guess after this statement, is it real or did I make it up? Easy
we'll go,
enough,
we'll,
right?
we'll go around the room. We'll keep score.
The room.
Absolutely.
I'm keep score, yes. All right,
Very
number
nice.
One. It's Warren G. Harding, the most famous.
Dude, I loved it when he would sing on the West Coast rap albums.
Warren G.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So good.
Yep. The okay. most famous of this president's relationships was with Carrie Phillips.
Durka Allah, Muhammad Jihad.
I apologize.
You too. E too, Brute. Who was the wife of one of his friends? Did you hear that? He's banging Carrie Phillips, one of his buddy's friends.
Who's
During
bang?
The
False.
Oh my goodness. During the 1920. During the
1920s.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't even know what happened.
During the 1920 presidential election, the Republican National Committee essentially bribed Carrie and her husband to stay out of sight, sending them on a free trip to Asia with $20,000 cash.
Why are these
so
long?
Me so dumb.
Oh no!
What was that? Was that Anna?
No!
Going insane. This is what it's like to be schizophrenic.
Yes, I feel like they put a really special something in my Boston cream donut.
All right, do we want to take Johnny? You start. Is that real or fake?
That is fake. Fake news.
All right, Anna.
Fake.
Ryan?
Sure, fake. He has no idea what
it's
you were
real.
Doing.
Ooh.
Guess what, Tiffany? You are correct. That is a real scenario that happened.
Wow.
Tiffany is kicking your
she
butt.
She is beating us. She is up 1-0.
Number two, Abraham Lincoln. Everyone knows about his assassination, but many don't know the real story behind it. Allegedly, Lincoln was secretly involved with John Wilkes Booth's mistress, Delilah, a fellow actor
False.
In Booth's troupe.
False.
When he shut
you gotta
up.
Wait.
When he heard, when
donkey
he heard about
punch,
the,
donkey punch.
Oh my goodness. When he heard about the affair, he was sent into a rage, and some believe it was a true motive behind his assassination.
I turned her mic off. She's still screaming.
It's insane. It's truly a madhouse in here. I kid you not. JB, is that real or fake?
I mean, I don't know.
Just guess, idiot. It's 50-50.
It's fake, man. She just threw a nasty tail.
All right, Anna, what do you think?
Fake.
You're saying fake, okay?
Ryan Adams, man. What are you doing, bro?
Yankee
the hot
doodle.
Executive producer says real.
Good God.
Real. And Tiffany, what do you think?
Yankee Doodle.
What does that mean?
It's false.
It's false. All right, Tiffany, JB, and Anna, that's correct. That's fake.
Yay.
Number three.
Oh, hit the table.
Number Trace.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, my man, C Money.
He rose to the ranks, quickly becoming president at an early age, but chose not to seek another term for president. And many speculate that it was because of a love affair with a 16-year-old niece.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Though it was never confirmed and always denied by him and the family, Sally Coolidge quietly gave birth to a son that is believed to be the love child between the two only 4 days after her 16th birthday.
She quietly gave birth?
True.
Ouch.
All right, JB, ouch. True or false?
Who was that?
Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
Calvin Coolidge.
Sherpa Sherpa, Bacala.
That's my answer.
Okay.
False.
All right.
True.
I'm say false.
Okay, Tiff, what do you think?
It sounds true, but I'm going to go with false.
It is false. That is false.
Oh, am I winning now?
No, Tiffany is wiping the floor.
I got a point. I said false.
You got a point, too. Yeah, you got a point. Tiffany has gotten everyone right so far, though.
God damn.
James Garfield. In 1862, he had a liaison. He had a liaison with an 18-year-old reporter.
He loved lasagna, right?
For the New York, that's true. Yeah. For the New York Tribune named Lucia Gilbert Calhoun. There was a long-term relationship with Eclectic Institute student named Almeda Booth. When Crete confirmed Garfield and Booth, he confessed everything, calling it a lawless passion. Is that real or fake, Johnny?
That's real, dude. So real.
Anna?
Truth.
Ryan?
I'm going to go with real, too. To be
Tiffany?
Real!
Unanimous.
That is true. That one's not funny enough for me to even...
Oh, no, it was awesome. I wish it was longer. Maybe a couple more paragraphs about that incident.
Okay.
No, it's good.
Take it easy.
No, I liked it.
Herbert...
yeah! It's good.
Herbert Hoover is the
next
guy.
Come on, Gary. It's good.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Sure.
All right. Hoover was hobbled by his time as president during the Great Depression, but there were rumors swirling about his love affairs while in office. Lieutenant Stephen James reported to the New York Times that Hoover was in a tryst with his vice president, Charles Curtis.
Hell yeah.
Lieutenant James was later found dead in a hotel room by an apparent suicide.
A tryst.
Was that true or fake, Johnny?
That's fake, dude. Come on. What are
Otto?
We, stupid?
True.
Pussy ass,
motherfucker.
I'm going to go with true.
Tiffany?
True.
That is fake. That did not happen.
Yeah! I'm catching up now. I love it.
You and Tiffany are both tied right now.
Thank you.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Did you call me?
You heard me.
All right.
Photos of this president often showed him accompanied by his lovely secretary and driver. After years of falling in love emotionally and allegedly consummated their affair in the spring of 1944.
I love consummation.
Or at least they tried to. According to her, he was actually impotent, confessing that marriage had, quote, killed something in him. And as a result,
ding-dong.
She had to teach him about sex during their trysts.
Oh.
Was that true or fake, Johnny?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I read two books just about that affair.
Yep.
That was almost made into a movie. That is true.
Okay. Anna?
I'm going true.
Ryan?
True.
Tiff?
Unanimous.
That is true. Very good. Very
good. Thank you so much. I read a lot.
Did you really read that?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
James Buchanan. Years before the president entered the White House,
I called him J-Buck back in high school.
He was engaged to a wealthy heiress, Anne. who died suddenly a few days after their engagement.
And
her.
Tell him.
Yep, that's her name. Her family refused.
Anne.
Her family refused him entry into the funeral, blaming him for her death. Local gossip was that he was devastated to discover that she was seeing, or he was seeing another woman behind her back. Is that real or fake, Johnny?
You want to kill everybody.
I'm so mad.
I can't breathe. Dude, that is so real.
That's true.
All right, Anna?
False.
Ryan?
True.
He has no
Excuse
idea.
Me?
I'm going to go with Charles.
True. Pardon me?
True.
He's a moron.
True. Okay. Tiffany?
False.
That is true.
I am winning. Thank you so much, guys.
Lyndon Johnson.
L money.
Yep. This president didn't limit himself to only one affair, once bragging he had more women by accident than Kennedy had on purpose.
That's why his name was Johnson.
That's right.
See?
That absolutely has to be true, cocky bastard.
All right, JB, is that true or false?
That's false. Come on.
All right, Anna?
True.
Triggity true.
True. And you're saying true as well,
Triggity
Tiffany?
True.
All right.
It's like true, but better.
That's true.
Absolutely. Hear the cops out.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if you should have dumped that or not.
I just rubbed the top of it. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, you know. All right,
tip's
James,
always best.
Last two, James Polk. Polk's presidency was mostly known for his expansion into the West Polk. And the Mexican-American War. But what wasn't known was about his relationship with an Indian girl, Chachui. I believe that's how you say her name.
Called her Polk-ahanas.
Ayo! Who negotiated peace between the U.S. government and her tribe, the Muscogees.
Bless you. Anna, I'll let you go on this.
False.
I say it's true, Ryan Adams.
I'm going to go false.
Tiffany Baker.
False.
That is false.
Yeah!
I think I have 3 points.
Richard Nixon allegedly had an affair with an ABC reporter, Gertrude Bennett, at hotels and even flew her on Air Force One many times. They speculate she was actually behind this downfall. Oh, my God.
How many questions
are there? I'm so flustered.
There?
This is the last one.
Please.
Yeah. I'm over it, too. I got to know. I don't even want to do it. I'm so bummed right now. You have no idea.
Your hair looks awesome. God, your hair.
All right, so did Nixon bang an ABC reporter and get caught during Watergate or what?
Sure.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say true.
Everyone's saying true.
Yep.
Well, idiots, it's wrong. It's false. It made and the winner.
I don't know. Well, nobody?
No. There's a clear winner.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany is the winner.
Congratulations, Tiffany.
I got you this pizza, Tiffany. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Eat that on air.
Yes.
Front to back. I've always wanted seat to sit on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she's sitting on it. I got something else, some other meat you can sit on.
Oh, boy. Oh, shucks. Sorry.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
I want to kill myself.
Sitting on the pizza box right now.
I wasn't going to eat it.
There's pizza in it.
I was going to eat it.
Moly.
Right.
We'll just leave it.
Now you have a quesadilla.
I'll eat it all. I'll eat
it
all.
It's like a French.
Oh, my God.
You could call it a French press.
Yeah. Are you French?
He wants to French press you against that couch right now.
Oh, boy.
He already did. He caught me.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, is that Kermit the Frog?
Sure.
What the hell is going on? What is happening?
I love tonight so much.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, congratulations, Tiffany. You won.
Thanks, guys.
How do you feel?
I feel elated.
You feel
like it's just a perfect end to a disaster day.
No.
And thank you so much having me.
Are you leaving?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're ending your own interview.
Do I get a trophy or something?
Oh, I got a trophy for you.
We were actually talking about it earlier. It's so funny you should say that.